Congress heard testimony yesterday from a key Enron insider. Sharon Watkins is an Enron vice president who took concerns about questionable accounting procedures straight to the top. Her August memo to former chairman Kenneth Lay predicted the company could implode in a wave of accounting scandals. But Watkins told the House Energy and Commerce Investigation Subcommittee she doesn't blame Lay for the company's collapse. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Sharon Watkins has worked at Enron for 8 years. Last June, she was put in charge of evaluating assets like power plants or waterworks that Enron might put up for sale. That's when she discovered an off-book entity called Raptor. Raptor was supposed to hedge or take the risk for various Enron assets.
My understanding of a hedge is that means you've got a locked-in sales value. Some of these assets had the market values were significantly below our book value. That should have been really no concern of Enron's. It should have been hedged with Raptor.
Raptor should have covered losses that were running into the hundreds of millions of dollars. But it looked to Watkins like Enron would pick up that tab. Watkins said she'd worked on legitimate off-book setups previously at Enron, but the Raptor-related transactions seemed to be designed to boost Enron's cash flow and thus to please Wall Street analysts. Watkins told the House committee that if assets in the Raptor partnerships didn't make money, Enron stock would cover losses, meaning stockholders lost and the Raptor owner won. The main owner of Raptor was Enron's CFO, Andrew Fastow. Watkins blamed approval of these disastrous off-book partnerships on Fastow and on Enron's then-CEO, Jeffrey Skilling. Skilling testified before the same House panel last week. Yesterday, Congressman James Greenwood asked Watkins to evaluate Skilling's statements.
Do you think it's possible that Mr. Skilling was unaware of the nature of these transactions?
No, I do not.
Could you tell us why you think that's not possible? He seemed to have forgotten about them.
He is a very much intense, hands-on manager. He was very involved in Mr. Fastow's endeavors, and I find it very hard to believe that he was not fully aware of transactions with Mr. Fastow's partnerships.
Watkins said she was astonished at the number of Enron employees who were aware of the arrangements with Raptor. Few questioned them, she said, because accountants and lawyers had approved the deals. Plus, keeping debt off Enron's books helped the company's stock rise. Watkins also said Fastow and Skilling were intimidating bosses that few people, including her, wanted to cross. Some did. Watkins wrote in her August memo that Cliff Baxter complained to Skilling. When that letter was made public in mid-January, she called Baxter to let him know his name was on it.
I told Mr. Baxter that I'd mentioned him specifically, and I read to him over the phone exactly what I had written about him. And he said, well, Sharon, you're right. You know, I was very concerned about these transactions. He said, but I tell you what, if I had known there was anything illegal about it, I would have pushed it further.
10 days after that conversation, Baxter committed suicide. During her testimony, Watkins was given several chances to criticize Enron's former chairman, Kenneth Lay. Instead, she said Lay was duped not only by Skilling and Fastow, but by Enron's former auditor, Arthur Anderson, and the company's outside lawyers. Watkins told Congressman Billy Tozan and the committee that during an October all-employee meeting, it became clear Lay didn't understand what Enron was really facing.
Mr. Lay likened the problem to a 1980s problem when the Peruvian government nationalized an oil company Enron had. And I don't think an accounting manipulation problem is in any way related to a poor investment.
You're saying he didn't get it?
No.
He didn't get it.
Watkins defended Lay as a man of integrity. She pointed out he didn't kill the messenger when she came to him with her concerns. One lawmaker asked why Watkins didn't go outside and tell securities regulators about the problems. Watkins said she didn't want to hasten Enron's demise. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.